Hello and welcome to another edition of the iPod Technocast. I'm Larry Lewis, your host, and as usual, I'm excited to be showcasing some new technology for you in this edition of iPod Technocast. For those of you who have been listening to these podcasts for some time, you know that one of my longstanding pieces of software that I use, one of the solutions that I like to use and that I enjoy using, and that quite honestly I really need to use, is a product called MobileSpeak. And MobileSpeak is a screen reader designed for cellular phones and PDAs and the like. And it's produced by a Spanish-based company outside of Barcelona, Spain, a company called Code Factory. And again, many of you have probably heard me discuss Code Factory in previous podcasts. They're a company that I have a great deal of respect for. They have a fantastic development cycle where they just come out with really great solutions. And today, I want to introduce you. This is a series of podcasts that I'll be doing. Actually, only two podcasts that I'll be doing. This is the first of two podcasts focusing on MobileSpeak version 4, which is slated to come out sometime within the next week or two, I would suspect. I don't actually have a clear date because we know how development cycles are in any type of software situation. But it is exciting. I've actually been beta testing the software and taking it on a test drive, if you will, on a number of different devices. MobileSpeak version 4 has a lot of characteristics associated with the software. The most exciting, or one of the most exciting things about MobileSpeak 4 is that it is cross-platform, which means that, as you may know, those of you who are familiar with MobileSpeak, in the past, there were really three flavors of MobileSpeak software. There was MobileSpeak for Symbian phones, MobileSpeak for Windows mobile phones, and then MobileSpeak for smartphones that were running Windows mobile smartphone operating system. And there were really just three distinct brands of software that would reside on a number of different devices that had that operating system, those three operating systems. Probably one of the difficulties associated with having three flavors of software is that individuals switch cell phones all the time. I know that in the last 6 years, I've probably had seven or eight different cell phones. And so it became very complicated to get phones with different operating systems and the like. So first and foremost, MobileSpeak is cross-platform, meaning if you buy MobileSpeak, you can put it on your respective cell phone. Let's say that I have a Windows smartphone today, which I do. And if in 5 months a really exciting Symbian phone comes out that you want, you can actually move the software to a Symbian-based phone. We can do that because the activation process now is based on the user's phone number, which can be associated and activated and the like with text messaging and an internet connection to the cell phone. So that's not really what we're going to focus on today, but it is cross-platform. It is touch screen enabled, meaning that it can run on a variety of the newest touch screen devices, both Symbian and Windows Mobile. In the past, MobileSpeak Pocket would run on Windows Mobile devices for sure and did a great job with the screen, access to the touch screen. Many Symbian phones now have those sorts of touch screens that up until now really one could not access. What we're going to focus on today is the multi-voice capability of MobileSpeak. But before we do that, besides being touch-enabled, besides being cross-platform, besides having multi-voice capability, we're also ready for the next platform of cellular phones, the most latest generation of cellular phones. And the software is in a fantastic position to move forward as new phones come out. Those are the four characteristics that really define MobileSpeak 4. Now, what I want to focus on today is something that has been in the make for quite some time and really a source of debate on a number of different listservs that are designed for mobile devices. And that is the, in some respects, unfounded criticism that, well, MobileSpeak doesn't have access or doesn't use the Eloquence text-to-speech engine. For those of you who don't know, Eloquence is the screen reading software, I should say the text-to-speech software, that many of today's leading desktop screen readers use, such as JAWS for Windows and WindowEyes and the like. There's also a mobile phone software competitor out there that uses the Eloquence software, and the product is named Tox, and many of you have probably heard of that. And a lot of individuals have really loved the performance of mobile speak, but maybe haven't been as enamored with the speech output as they would be listening to something that maybe that they're familiar with the Eloquence text-to-speech engine. I use a desktop computer and for sure use Eloquence, and really that technology hasn't really evolved much in the past 12, 13 years. It is something that is familiar to users, and for sure we're accustomed to familiarity and what sounds reasonable to us, and Eloquence does a nice job of rendering text and speaking it in an intelligible fashion. What we have on Mobile Speak 4 are some alternatives that are actually moving into more of a human-sounding type of voice. Now, these speech engines, these text-to-speech engines, were available in previous versions of Mobile Speak, but because of the types of phones that were out there and because of the footprint of the text-to-speech engine, maybe those software solutions sounded okay. But for power users, such as myself and other folks who use this software, maybe they weren't as responsive as they could be. So what I would like to do right now is focus on my HTC 740 smartphone, which I bought last year. And yes, it may be time for a new cell phone in the next 5 to 6 months for me. And when that happens, I can easily move my Mobile Speak software with me. But I really like this HTC 740 for a lot of reasons, which I'm not going to get into right now. But it is a fantastic phone, and I'm running Mobile Speak, a release candidate of Mobile Speak, and I am using the Acapella Speech Engine. And the Acapella Speech Engine is something that's fairly prevalent in Europe, but it's making its way into the US and so forth, and it has very human-sounding voices. Now, typically with Mobile Speak in the past, you would buy the software, and then you would have a text-to-speech engine which you could pick, and you could usually just focus on one voice of that text-to-speech engine. There are approximately 4 different voices with Acapella and several other voices with a text-to-speech engine called Loquendo. And typically you would need a license for each of those different types of software, be it Loquendo or Acapella. And then you would load a voice onto the phone and you could use that specific voice. What we have in this version of Mobile Speak is I only can focus on one text-to-speech engine, so I'm focusing on Acapella because I like the way it sounds, but I can have multiple voices installed on my phone, so I can switch to different voices. Let's take a listen to Mobile Speak running the newest iteration of Acapella with Mobile Speak 4. Let's just go ahead and wake my phone up. And I'm actually going to clear out of my Bluetooth and get back to my Today screen.
No new missed calls.
And I don't have any missed calls, thankfully. So, as you can hear right now,
Mobile Speak, 3 pages. T-Mobile, 2:58 p.m.
This is very responsive.
Recent applications. T-Mobile.
And I'm also
Mobile
going
speak.
At
calls
fairly normal, right? I'm just going through my Today screen.
Tasks.
I'm going
start.
Into my Start menu.
Recent programs. File Explorer. Settings. Mobile
G. And it's quite responsive, actually. Now, I'm listening to that at a fairly normal clip. But we can actually speed this up, and historically what would happen because of other devices maybe not having the type of onboard memory that my phone has, and coupled with some of the advancements that Mobile Speak has made, I can actually speed this up a little bit, and we'll go at a very fast clip. And typically the voice would hang up. Let me turn that up a little bit. And what we can do now is we can actually check this out going at a faster clip. And for those of us who listen to things very fast, the nice thing is it's very responsive. So what we'll do is we'll slow that down just a little bit to make it a more conducive demo. So what we have here pretty much is Acapella Heather. I like how she sounds. It's very human sounding. And she keeps up very well. Again, going into my contacts. And
contacts
so forth.
Window. List. Abbott. Ace. Samuel. Acosta. Bob. Acree. Barbara.
And there's
Acosta.
Here we go.
Adams. Adams. Susie. W. Enter. Contact window. List. Call work 703.
I can call Susie Adams, and I can do all the Mobile Speak type things that I like to do. Let me move up to actually reading text on this device. This is all menus driven, and as you can hear, it's working pretty well. Let's say that I get tired of how Heather sounds and I actually want to change profiles and actually change my voice. Mobile speak. We'll go to configure mobile speak. And I'm going to change my profiles. I'll switch over to profiles. And we've switched to Ryan. And we've got Ryan running a little bit more slower, and he sounds very different than Heather.
Today's screen, configure mobile speak, calls and messaging, appointments.
Very human sounding.
Internet favorites.
And keeping up very quickly. Not a lot of delay time. We'll speed him up a little bit. Move him back up to 10. And we'll get back out of here. And what I'll do is I'll go into my email. Go into calls and messaging. And if you folks don't mind, I think I'd like to switch back to Heather. But I did want to show that this is what we mean by multi-voice capability. Being able to switch text-to-speech voices very easily, where before that wasn't possible as easily. So we'll go back here. We'll get into mobile speak quickly. Get out of my contacts. I have a lot of windows closed here. Get up to mobile speak. There we go. Go into configure mobile speak. And we'll switch profiles. I can also do that on the fly. And I like listening to her better, just to be honest. My personal preference, my point is it's nice to be able to do that. Let's get out of here.
Today's screen, configure mobile speak, calls and messaging, four
pages. So I use my phone a fair amount for email.
Appointments, two pages, calls and messaging, mobile speak, three pages, mobile speak is running.
Go down to calls and messaging.
Outlook email, no new emails.
No new email.
Outlook email window, list, WSJ.com editors, the morning brief, 13K.
The Wall Street Journal morning brief. We'll go into this, something I get in my inbox every morning.
Outlook email window, list, WSJ.com editors, the morning brief, 13K, 903M.
And I'm just going to let this read.
Link LLewis at Ameritech.net, CC, sent. Monday, January 25, 2010, 903M. Link WSJ.com editors, the morning brief. Horizontal bar. The Wall Street Journal, the morning brief. Washington coming off one of the
most... Speed that up a little bit.
Rates at rate-hitting.
And we'll go ahead and let it read.
Jump by messages. Tables and tables.
Switch over links. Here.
Tables and command.
Switch to reading layout mode.
Reading. Command. Difficulty with his presidency. Barack Obama's beef of his political staff is expected to deliver a compromising State of the Union address. It's said Sunday that the White House wasn't making any abrupt policy shifts, even as the message was revealed to focus more sharply on job creation. Creation. Rate 17.
Slow it down
rate
just
16.
A touch.
Tables. List.
We'll go command. Back in here.
Creation. If anything, an unfinished agenda from 2009 will grow larger as, in addition to tackling healthcare and unemployment.
I could also move by word by word.
Commission. Headings.
Back by word.
Bookmarks.
And so forth.
Command.
Hit my command.
Bipartisan. A. 4.
Going backwards.
A. Bipartisan.
I can also move by sentences, paragraphs, back by paragraphs. And so forth. And I'm able to pretty much navigate by words, characters, paragraphs, sentences. And I could also read from the top of my cursor down, read the whole screen, what have you. And my point for showing you all this is not to focus on all the different great things that mobile speak can do. We all know that, you know, internet access and so forth, it's been improved in version 4. I use my phone very much as a synchronize a lot with Windows, which is why I stick with Windows Mobile. But I wanted to really focus today on this podcast specifically on how this software sounds with the Acapella text-to-speech engine. As I said, there are multi-voice capabilities. There are Loquendo voices as well. And there is the traditional phonics voice that for English-speaking markets too. But I am to the point with Mobile Speak 4 where because these voices sound so well, sound so good, and because they keep up with the type of speed that I want to move with, I'm using Acapella all the time now and I'm really enjoying it. And we're still in, as I said, as this podcast is being recorded, in the final beta process. So it's very exciting. reads menus very quickly, reads text very quickly. Oh, and one other thing that I forgot to mention, there's actually a rewind feature so that if I miss something with anything that I've heard, I can hold my joystick down and let it go. And it'll read back to me because it stores it in the mobile speak buffer. I can also forward. All I'm doing is pressing my joystick and holding it down, and I can actually rewind and forward what was last spoken. And I can go back quite a ways. Release the joystick, and I can move forward. There we go. And so I can move backwards if I've missed something by rewind. It's a very brand new feature, really, that's implemented in Mobile Speak 4. And that also allows me to move forward and backward if I've missed how something has been spoken, or if I don't necessarily have a braille display and I want to check the punctuation. I can change my punctuation and listen to things. I can phonetically spell information to hear how things might be phonetically spelled if I have any questions about a D or a P versus a B or whatever. And so it's very feature-rich, this whole multi-voice capability. To my knowledge, unless there's been some significant updates, you can't do that with what other mobile screen readers are using. You get the same speech that you hear when you plug in your PC. And you know, you don't even have to use that speech on your PC, but a lot of folks still do. So this is truly revolutionary, and it makes it a lot more appealing to not just me, but you know, my wife who has sighted, my friends who can see, actually are understanding my phone now, and it doesn't sound like some sort of robotic device that's unintelligible and only makes sense to me. There are some other features on here. There is a secret mode, a privacy mode for entering passwords and so forth, and there's also, as I said, the privacy mode will also darken the screen. So at this stage, we have some other things that we're going to cover in some other podcasts, and I did want to focus on the multi-voice capability, so I'm going to keep it short and sweet with this podcast, and thank you all for listening. Again, my name is Larry Lewis with Flying Blind LLC. Very happy to be showing you the multi-voice capabilities of Mobile Speak 4. It should be out any day now, and it's a fantastic alternative to what you might be using. And if you have Mobile Speak 3, there will be upgrade paths. Just stay tuned for you to move from Mobile Speak 2, 3 earlier versions, Symbian, Windows Mobile, to one basic version of Mobile Speak 4 that's interchangeable between operating systems. Until the next podcast, I'm going to sign off, wishing you all a great week.